So we're having our dating class. We'll continue with the first date in general, the dating process. So we've set up a place where hopefully we won't bump into too many people that know me and know her. And we set up a place where we won't be kicked out. There used to be a hotel here in the entrance to Jerusalem. I think they still have it. The Jerusalem Gate Hotel. If you try to sit there on a date, they'll make you order a huge meal, or at least that's what it used to be. I'm going back a decade. I don't know if anything changed there, but they'd make you order a huge meal, and when you finished eating, they'd shut the lights on you. Meaning they didn't want people dating there. They made it really tough on you. So try to find out from your friends where's a good place to date. You don't want to do that. You show up, and they say, you have to order. And then you say, okay, what can I order? And they bring you a menu that starts at 60 shekel a piece. Now, you're not going to buy a meal for you and a meal for her. You don't want to look like you're skimpy. So other hotels are very happy when you come to their lobbies. The Renaissance is very happy when people come to their lobby. And other hotels, they're very happy. I don't like hotel lobby dates because it's hard to have conversation sometimes. It's hard because you're sitting facing the person. So if you know the conversation flows, that's okay. But if you're walking, so then even if there are silent moments, it's easy, you're walking, it's fine, nothing happens. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter if it's a hotel lobby or on a walk, if there are silent moments that shouldn't scare you, she could still be the right one. Sometimes it takes a date or two or three to warm up. I can tell you there was a guy who was dating a girl and she wasn't talking. So, date one, date two, date three. Day three, he calls up the woman who set them up and says, look, she seems like a nice girl, but she hasn't said too much in three dates. So I'm not really sure who she is. So I'm happy to continue, but I don't want her to get the wrong idea. It's not that I'm so excited, because I don't know too much about her. She seems nice, so I think it makes sense to continue, but she has to start talking. So that's where a shotgun helps. The woman was very smart, and she said to the young man, you told me you wanted a modest, pious girl. So a modest, pious girl doesn't just open up on the first date like that. You got to give her time. So he married her and then, you know, took her time to open up. Fine. You know, on one date he told me, he asked her a question. He made it an open-ended question. So he wanted to hear what she thought. So she was a smart girl. She had a sense of humor. She says to him, could you make that multiple choice?
Wait, what was the question?
I didn't say what the question was, but I don't know the question. I don't know what the question was. He asked her an open-ended question. He wanted to get her to talk. Like, what do you think? I'm making it up. I don't know what the question was. He says to her, what do you think is the most important challenge facing Am Yisrael today? You know, for example. So instead of answering something, she said, could you make that multiple choice? And she really didn't want to talk. Okay, so that's where the guy got the shadchan a little bit involved, and the shadchanit spoke to her, the matchmaker, and spoke to her. And over time, she opened up a little bit more. So sometimes it takes people time to open up. But if you're walking, it's easier when you have silent moments. If you're sitting, so it can be very awkward. When you go for a walk, so be careful. I once dated a girl that decided that our date was her fitness regime, you know. So she started jogging. I remember we walked all of, what's it called there, Bite Vegan. We walked there and back and there and back, and she's huffing along. And I'm like, hey, I'm not up to this. So she finds a bench and she sits me down for a minute. You resting up? And she's like, ready to go again. That's not fair. You know, if you're going to go for a walk on a date, walk slowly. I was trying to walk slowly. She was jogging ahead. She realized the date wasn't going anywhere. She nixed me after the first date. And I wasn't sure, but she was sure, so she wanted to make the most of it, you know. Okay. If you're going to go for a walk on a date, walk slowly. Walk in places that there's enough light. Walk in places that are safe. Walk in places that there won't be dogs. Walk in places that there are benches that you could sit along the way. When you want to sit or you think she might want to sit, there are two ways you can say this. You can say, do you want to sit? That's a classical male way to do it. So then she feels like, yeah, I'm the invalid. I'm going to tell him I want to sit. No, you could say, maybe we should sit down. So if you suggest it nicely, so then she might feel comfortable saying, yeah, I've had a hard day. I'm a nurse. I'm on my feet 12 hours a day. And I could really use a break sitting down, right? But she might not feel comfortable saying that. if you word it the way you think it, which is, do you want to sit down? So be a gentleman and take some time to sit and take some time to walk. You have to think about what's going on around you. Sometimes you sit down on a bench and the guy on the next bench is trying to flirt with the girl you're dating. So take note of it. You know, she's not going to be comfortable sitting there when the guy there is making faces and who knows what. You got to see what's going on around. If it's the winter, so you have to be prepared that it might rain. So you have to have an alternate plan. Here in Israel, you have to have an alternate plan. It's not enough to walk. You got to have a place to go to. I recommend when you prepare for a date, clean your shoes, clean your clothing, iron your shirt, and iron your shirt. Meaning, sometimes you don't iron your shirt because you tell yourself, I'm wearing a sweater. I know I did this trick when I was dating too. Right. But then sometimes you end up in this place that's broiling hot, and you're sitting there dripping sweat, and she's going like, aren't you hot? Don't you want to take off that sweater? And you go like, no, it's fine. So iron that shirt, you know. You might have to take off the sweater. You might end up... Right, not just the sleeves. Very good, right. Iron the whole shirt. Yeah, you know, take the time. Have money in your pocket. You might end up in a place that's going to make you order that 60 shekel meal. So have money, you know. You got to go on the date with enough money. I was once dating a girl, and we were walking by Gan Avradim, like the where you have the Supreme Court, and it got really cold. And I had like two tissues. My nose wasn't running before we got there. And suddenly it got freezing cold. And she's like, I'm okay. And my teeth are chattering. And it's a long walk from there to where you could catch a bus or any comfortable place to sit. So we hopped into a taxi. But I was lucky. I was really thankful. I had some money in my pocket. Because what would I have done otherwise? So go on a date. Don't go with a nickel and a dime. You got to go on a date with enough money that you could cover whatever might come up. Yeah.
What's the extent to which you're supposed to pay for stuff?
We'll get to that. That's a good question. But let's continue with the prep for a date. As part of the prep for a date, I recommend being well rested. It's very hard to get excited and get into a date when you're overtired. So I used to take a nap in the afternoon before a date. I want to come well rested. I want to be on top of things. I recommend this to girls. Most people don't listen. I think they should listen. You'd have a different dating experience if you came into it well rested. If you come into it at the end of the day, it's different. Right, after a full day of work, after running around town. I don't think that's right. I recommend taking a shower before a date. You know that room over there which has water coming out of the faucet on top? Yeah, it's a good idea to visit that every so often, gam kacha. But for sure before a date. And I know your friends might not have mentioned it, but there is this spray that improves body odor. It's a good idea, guys. I recommend it always, and especially before a date. A person has to be sensitive to being clean and presentable. So don't go on that date with your torn sneakers or with your torn shirt or your stained shirts or your stained pants. Dress nicely. You're coming to an important meeting. We'll continue in 1 minute.